يا
At the time of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, the light of Islam was being brought down. The honor of Islam was being brought down. Islam was being humiliated by the actions and the characters of the Muslims of the time. Specifically, the tyrant and the oppressor who had no right to sit down on the minbar of the Prophet or take that position, Yazid was putting Islam on a path which Imam Hussain knew that this Islam on that path will have no honor and no respect. We're living in sad times that one of that path that Imam Hussain tried to stop still continues. He said, Hayhat min Nazilla, that me, I am away from disrespect, no honor. It's better to die a death of honor than to live a life of humility and disrespect. We see around the world that Muslims are living in disrespect. They have no honor left. That just by saying that I'm a Muslim, you're looked down upon, you're condemned, you're labeled, you're told that you are against humanity, you're told that you are backward, you're told that you are worse than animals. When you tell somebody that I was born in that country, which is supposedly an Islamic state, that look at you with eyes that looking at their face, it is as if you are a criminal, as if you have no respect, you have no honor. We live in sad times where Muslims themselves are taking the honor of Islam. Our own actions are taking the honor of Islam. The honor that Imam Hussain protected today, we put it under our feet. There is a place where people started to fight and the police had to be called. When this Christian lady came inside of the Husseiniya, this police officer told these individuals who had gathered to mourn Imam Hussain that you guys should realize that this is not a place of fighting, this is a place of worship. A Christian woman told the people who love Imam Hussain, who supposedly respect Imam Hussain, who consider their azah as worship, a Christian woman told them the sanctity of the Husseiniya. She told them that this is not a place of fighting, this is a place of worship. Yet we don't understand that a Christian does. And I don't think this is ironic, because there was a time when the severed head of Imam Hussain was brought in the court of a tyrant, while the Muslims were happy, jolly, and his severed head was in a platter, while Yazid was playing with a stick from the lips and teeth of Imam Hussain. There was a Christian among the crowd who said that, "Whose severed head is that?" And when he was told that this is the severed head of the grandson of the Prophet, he said to the Muslim sitting there, "Now what has happened to you? You took the head of the grandson of the Prophet, you severed it. You put it in a platter. We have the nail of the animal that Hazrat Isa used to ride on. And when we take this nail out, people show reverence and respect to that. Yet we come here, we have the alam, we have the sha'arullah, we have the mock coffins, we have the name of Imam Hussein everywhere. We know that Bibi Fatima ends up coming to the majlis. Yet our brothers and sisters, they fight, they humiliate the name of Imam Hussein. They break the heart of Bibi Fatima. And they think that by doing that, they are showing the love for Imam Hussein. These actions, if it was to compare, you can compare it in the history of Karbala. And if we do not realize this, and we continue doing what we are doing, the honor of Islam is being humiliated. In the UN, there is a special fund which they have allotted for the Shias. From the same fund that the Shias are to be made civilized, Pekingese are a tribe in Australia which are the most backward, the ones who have not seen any civilization. They're also given money from that account. When tomorrow the news are spread, or even today among the police officers, things would be said. Where would be the respect and honor of Islam? Where would be the respect and honor of Imam Hussein? People would be told, in a worship place, people fought. In a place of worship, people swore. In a place of worship, police had to be called. Where is our tears and where is our azab? Our azab was supposed to be a mirror to the people who do not know Hussein, for them to find out who Hussein is. Our matam was supposed to be a message to humanity that we stand for justice and we're against oppression. When this matam becomes a message of our own oppression against each other, what is the purpose of this azab? What message are we giving? We were supposed to tell people that Hussein was a person who saved Islam. If when our own selves we take the honor of Islam, then how, with what face can we tell them that he saved Islam? They can tell to us that you who follow him, you cannot save Islam, you humiliate Islam, you dishonor Islam. How are you his followers? What are we going to say when we see Bibi Sakina? What are we going to say to her? She would ask us, "I let my father go. I let him sacrifice himself so that Islam can be saved. So that Islam of my grandfather can be saved." What answer will we give to Bibi Sakina? That same Islam that your father died for, Today we humiliate it, today we dishonor it. Today we are known people as barbaric. Today we are known people that swear in worship places. How will we answer? We need to wake up. It's not just narrating the history and for you and me to cry. These tears were supposed to make us strong, united, so that we can protect the honor of Islam. It's a sad day. The heart of Imam Zaman is broken. Imam says, may God give you the opportunity to submit to His will and for you to give the rights of each other that are in your necks. If you were to do that, there will be no distance between you and us meeting. Meaning the zuhur will be close. The more we do not give the rights of each other, the more the zuhur goes backward. The more we fight, the zuhur goes backward. The more we disrespect Islam, the zuhur goes backward. He is the only being who has the most amount of love for Imam Hussein and the daughters of the Prophet. He is a successor of this azam. All of this was supposed to be so his heart is satisfied, that his heart becomes content. But I can tell you that his heart is even more broken. And we all would have to be answerable on the Day of Judgment and when He comes. I am sure of that. You are here to cry for the orphans of the Prophet. As they watched from Malakut, as they watched from where they were, they see our actions. The horses were told to go towards the tents. Drums were beaten, and these horses, with the drums being beaten, created a panic among the children of the Prophet. As the panic happened, some children went left, some went on the right, some started crying, and some of the children were trampled by these horses. As they came inside the tent, the daughters of the Prophet had hid themselves. Bibi Zainab was trying to gather the children. Bibi Sakina is there. Crying, I have become an orphan. You're supposed to console and comfort the heart of an orphan. Because it's a big loss to lose your father. To lose your father is a big loss when your father is like Imam Hussein. Her face was slapped. Try to bring in your mind a picture of a 4-year-old girl and a grown man whose heart is hardened The heart is so hardened that he cut the neck of him also. In front of him is an orphan of Imam Hussein. He slaps Bibi Sakina. Bibi Sakina started crying. Her earrings were snatched. She was hit again, she fell on the ground, unconscious. She says that when I opened my eyes, I saw Bibi Zainab trying to wake me up. I forgot about the pain of my cheeks. I forgot the heat on my face. I forgot the pain in my ears. For a moment I forgot even the loss of my lungs. When I looked at Bibi Zainab, she was bowing down to lift me up. And I could see her hair. She didn't have a chadar on her head. You know how big of an atrocity this is. आपको पता है ये कितना बड़ा जुल्म है कि बीबी ज़ैनब के बालों को दुनिया दे। आपको पता है कि इस इन बालों को जो दुनिया ने देखा उसे मासूम का दिल किस तरह टूटता है। Do you know how much the heart breaks? Because Bibi Zainab is the second Fatima. She is Sanya. In that day, that night, these hair that were exposed for the world to see, they were the hair of Bibi Fatima. The chadar that was snatched was the chadar made by Bibi Fatima herself that she wore. This happened to protect Islam. This happened to protect the honor of Islam. And today we disrespect it, we humiliate it, we don't follow it. We don't stand together. Bibi Sakina's clothes were burnt. As her dress caught fire. Can you imagine the panic of an orphan whose face is red and blue, whose ears are bleeding, who has seen the sight of Bibi Zainab having no chadar, her hair being exposed. What should I do? Where should I go? The fire was put to the tents. This fire that was put to the tents, Bibi Zainab would gather the kids and the women. The daughters of the Prophet, they will hide from one tent to the other. She saved Imam Sajjad's life. Not once. Bibi Zainab saved Imam. Bibi Zainab, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. She dragged Imam Sajjad out of this burning tent. Bibi Sakina Azad's going towards the battlefield. She doesn't know where to go. She doesn't know where to go, which direction to go. All of a sudden she hears a familiar voice. But this voice should not be there. It was the voice of her father calling her, Sakina. Come this way, Sakina, come this way. There's a little four-year-old girl who's been made orphan, who is getting tripped by the bodies that are lying down in the battlefield. It's completely dark. She's trying to go towards that voice. This voice was coming out from a body that had no head. It was coming out of a body that had no head. This voice was coming out of a body that had the chest attached to the back. As Bibi Sakina lies down at the chest, I'm sure there must have been some bones. This was not like the chest she was used to. It had holes of arrows, marks of swords. Maybe that's what she remembered in the prison. And she had seen the same voice, a familiar face, telling her that soon we are going to meet. And our meeting is going to be soon. Bibi Sakina gets up, she's happy. She's gone through all of these difficulties of as a prisoner. Now she can see her father again. And then she cried in the prison, the severed head of Imam Hussain was brought. That severed head she held in her hands and brought it up to her cheeks. She put the cheeks of Imam Hussain with the cheek of hers. And as she did that, the head falls from her hand. Bibi Sakina is not breathing anymore. Bibi Sakina, if you can hear me. Bibi Sakina, if you can hear me. Maybe Fatima, if you can hear me. If you can hear me, I want to tell you that I am sorry. I am sorry from the bottom of my heart. We could not protect the honor of Islam, we could not protect it. It's our actions that humiliate it. I am sorry. I am sorry that our own sisters and mothers, they walk out of the house without a hijab or shawl. They come every year and they cry on your chadars and hijab is snatched from your head, but they don't have one on their own head. They represent you, but they go out of the house exposing their heads. I'm sorry that the fathers don't have enough honor to protect that. The husbands don't have enough honor to protect that. Give us the strength to ask for true forgiveness, to protect the light of Islam, so that your awaited son can one day have the opportunity to come and take the revenge from the oppressors.